Begin the current daf Maseches Baba Kama daf Ayin Zayin. Begin on Amud Beis, three lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where the Gemara had introduced the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which was mentioned in our Mishnah, which the Gemara had wondered what was it that Rabbi Shimon was responding to, which the Gemara ultimately said that he was responding to a Mishnah on daf Samach Beis, although it's mentioned here in our Mishnah. Shimon said another case of when you'd be exempt or liable for dal vehei, for stealing and then slaughtering or selling an ox or a sheep, would be dependent on if it's kachin that there's chiyav achrayis, then you're chayav dal vehei. If not, then not. So the Gemara explained what the halacha is going on is there's a halacha of that if someone steals kachin mi beis ha'ish, the chachamim, the Tanakama holds, and this was mentioned in Avsamach Beis, that he's going to be exempt from dal vehei. And the reason being is because it says v'gun mi beis ha'ish, if you steal from the house of the owner, but kachim is not his, is that's mebeis hakodesh, and therefore there's no liability for dal vehei. And that is what Reb Shimon is saying, that if the kachim that he steals from the owner is that he's chayv b'achrayis, for example, he says hari alai, which is if something happens to the carbon, he's going to have to reimburse hekdesh, then it's considered a deva gerim lemamon, what he's stealing from this guy, although it's from hekdesh, but it's from him too, because it's going to cause a loss of money for him. Albeit indirectly, that's considered kamam and dummy, so on some level it's like his, so that's going to be begunim besa ish, and then you chayv dal vehei, but if not, if there's no chiv achrayis, then it totally has nothing to do with him, it's not gerim lemamon at all for him, and so it's not kamam and dummy, so that's begunim besa hakodesh, and then Reb Shimon would agree that you're going to be exempt from dal vehei. Now, however, on that opinion of Reb Shimon, the Gemara had asked, but there's another halach of Reb Shimon which is problematic. Shimon holds that, as we learned on the previous mission, Daf Ayin, that Shechita She'ein Rui Lo Shmei Shechita. If let's say someone steals an animal and slaughters it, and it turns out it's a trefa, which doesn't, the Shechita is not koshering it, not making kosher, permitted to eat, because it's not a kosher animal, because it has a mortal defect. On that situation, Shimon, you're not chayv for Vitavach, you're not chayv for the liability of slaughtering a stolen animal for Dal Vahei, because it's not considered slaughtering. Slaughtering is only if it makes it kosher. So therefore the question is, kachim which was stolen, okay, it's v'gunim beisa ish, if you chayv b'achrayis. But the problem is you can't have a tavach, hayigin mechayv dal v'hei, kachim can only be slaughtered inside the beis hamikdash. Slaughtering it outside is not koshering, it's not making it permitted to be eaten. So how is that considered a shechita at all for a tavach to be chayv dal v'hei? So the two primary approaches that the Gemara had, that of Rabbi Yechanan and that of Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan explained, you're right, it's an unblemished kachim which he slaughters in the beis hamikdash, which is kosher, and then permits it to be eaten. Now, the reason why it's not considered like it's returning it to the owner is because he does a shaloi l'shem bailam. He doesn't do it for the sake of the original owner. So it's stealing it, because he's not fulfilling his obligation, the original owner. He's going to have to bring a new carbon if he wants to fulfill that obligation. And therefore, it's stealing, and it's mebeisa ish, and it's a kosher tvicha, because he's doing it, which makes it kosher. Even shaloi l'shma, a carbon is still going to be a kosher carbon, which the meat could be eaten. That's Rabbi Yechanan's answer. Shlakish says, no, it's actually talking about a balmum, a blemished animal, which is permitted to be slaughtered outside. And that's the case of the type of animal that he stole, and therefore it's considered shechita ru'uya. And again, as we addressed, Rabbi Loz is concerned about, it still needs pidyin, Rabbi Yechanan still needs rika. We said it's kala oimen lizar, kizar k'dami, kala oimen lifter is kipadidami. That was the two approaches that the Gemara had used to explain for Reb Shimon how it's going to be a shechita ru'uya. So that the Gemara concludes and says, so we understand why Rabbi Yechanan did not give Rish Lakish's answer, because he wanted to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, meaning of Rabbi Shimon, which is going back on the previous Mishnah of Samach Beis, when you steal kachim from another person, even by an unblemished animal, and most definitely would apply to a blemished animal, which is being slaughtered out of the Beis HaMikdash, but that's a contrived answer, because then you have to say it's only talking about specifically a kachim that's a bamum. But kachim generally would mean even the unblemished. So therefore, he wanted to say it, that it's being done inside the Azar, and therefore it can be talking about all types of kachim, even if it's unblemished, and it's just being done, shalei l'shem bailam. But Elo, but the Gemara's question is, Rish Lakish, my time, Elo, Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't he give Rabbi Yechanan's answer for a case of Rabbi Shimon being shechit ruya, where it's a regular kachim, and again, this may be the ish, because there's a chiv achrayis, and he went and slaughtered inside the Azar. So, It's a kosher shechita. It's only in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. It's just not a lebayim l'shem chayber. So you chay for the gnev and dal v'hei, but the actual shechita is a shechita ruya. Why didn't Rish Lakish say like Rabbi Yechanan? So Amalach, he tell you no. The Torah tells us the liability of this dal v'hei is in two types of cases: when you steal a seh or a shar, and you do one of two mechanisms: either utvachay, either you slaughter it, or umachare, or you sell it. Says Rish Lakish, There is a comparison. Only where you could have a liability for selling it, then you'll have a liability if you slaughter it. But wherever you wouldn't have a liability for selling it, then there's no liability for slaughtering it. And therefore, v'hani kachim. These kachim, if you steal a carbon from somebody else, since if you would sell kachim, it wouldn't be a sale, because unblemished kachim, which is the way Rabbi Yechon was describing the case, cannot be deconsecrated to go out to chulin, to be unconsecrated, to be considered as a sale. It's always going to be kachim wherever it is. Less no b'tficha. That cannot have neither the penalty of when you slaughter it, because just like you can't sell kachim, neither are you going to have the liability of dal v'hei for slaughtering kachim. And that's what Rosh Lakish has to say. It's talking about a case of balmum, where there, by a blemished animal, let's say of kachim, you could have both. You could sell it, because it's now chulin, and also you could slaughter it. And that's why it doesn't say like a b'yechim. Says the Gemara, v'ozl tamayu. And this disagreement that they have regarding the qualification of, do you need to be able to do both tvicha mechira to it, to be liable on either one of them, that machlekes is, as we find, they have the same machlekes in another place. Titma, like we learned. Hamoicher treifa ledivri b'shimen. If someone who stole an animal that has a mortal defect, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon that says if you would slaughter it, you'd be exempt because it's a shechita shein aruya, it's not going to permit the animal if it has a treifa, you can't eat it anyway. So there's a machlekes. This same machlekes. Reb Yechon Machayev says you're still going to be liable for selling the treifa, although if you would slaughter it, you wouldn't be. Reb Shlakish HaMapati says no, you can be exempt, as the Gemara explains. Reb Yechon Machayev says you're going to be liable because avagav de lesa betvichi is mechira, even though you can't slaughter it, but you can still sell it, and that's considered a valid sale, and then you can be chayev dal v'hei on that. Reb Shlakish HaMapati says no, you're exempt because keeping the lesa betvichi lesa mechira, since you can't slaughter it, in other words, it's not considered a halachic slaughtering to be liable dal v'hei on it because it's a shechita she'in eruya, so therefore neither are you going to be liable for selling it either. Again, that same machlekes we find in another context regarding selling the tray for contribution. Now, in this halacha, Eisevei Reb Yechon Lebshim Malakish. Reb Yechon asked on Reb Shlakish's opinion for the following brisa. The brisa says, Gonav Klayim. Someone steals an animal that's a mixed breed, a hybrid. So, for example, it comes from the mother is a kivsa, which is a ewe, and the father is a tayash, which is a goat. And Utvacha, so he steals this animal, and then he slaughters it. Now, and the Gemara is going to address this shortly, although regarding the slaughtering, it says seh, and Rava, the Gemara will shortly quote, says that wherever the Torah says seh, that means to say it cannot be a mixed breed, it cannot be klayim. Here, in spite of that, this klayim, as the Mishnah, as the Brisa is telling us, you are going to be chayv, and that's learned out from an explicit inclusionary term that the Pasuk says. So although generally seh excludes klayim, but here, as we'll see regarding dal v'hei, klayim is included. So if someone takes the mixed breed and slaughters it, that's one case. Or treifa umacharo, or he takes an animal that has a mortal defect, which he stole, and then he sells it. Mesham tashlumi abav chamisha, for these two cases, the ganav is going to be liable for the penalty of four or five times the amount. So, says Rabbi Yechon and Teresh Lakish, my lav Reb Shimon, isn't it obvious that the tana of this brisa is Reb Shimon? Now, how is it so obvious? From the fact that by treifa, it was mentioned specifically, you'll be chayav dal v'hei by selling, and it didn't say tvicha, which is slaughtering. That obviously is because it's like Reb Shimon, who holds, if it's a shechita shein aruya, lo yishma shechita, not like the Rabban. The Rabban holds, even by treifa, you'll be chayav on tvicha, because it doesn't have to be shechita aruya. Reb Shimon is the one who holds, has to be shechita aruya. So treifa, you can't be liable dal v'hei by slaughtering. So therefore, it doesn't say that. By treifa, it says selling. So alma, so you see, avagav delese, even though you don't have by treifa, betvicha, that it should be applicable by slaughtering, isa b'mechir, you see that it does apply by selling. So you see that you'll be chayv on dal v'hei for selling it, even though it's not by tvicha, which is not like the Rish Lakish said. He says if it doesn't have one, it doesn't have the other. So Amalei, Rish Lakish responds, said, loy, no, Rabbanan is going like Rabbanan. So the question is, Rabbanan, if it's going like Rabbanan, then what? Treifa b'mechir isa b'zvicha lesa? So why is it saying by treifa that if you sell the treifa, you'll be chayv dal v'hei? Why just selling? What, you think only selling applies to it and not slaughtering? The Rabbanan don't differentiate. They hold that it doesn't have to be shechita aruya. So why would it only mention selling by treifa and not slaughtering? So the Gemara responds, what? Ve'elamai. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yechanan? What are you trying to prove? You want to say it's like Rabbi Shimon. But then I could ask you the same question you're asking on me from the second part, from the second halacha, I could ask you on the first halacha. Klayim, regarding the mixed breed, what, betzvicha isa b'mechira lesa? It only applies to slaughtering it and not by selling it? Why there does it say only by the first halacha, by the klayim, if you slaughter it, Why? Well, it applies to selling too. So just like you're asking me regarding the seifa, why does it say, oh, if it's a rabbanon, why does it say just selling or should it say slaughtering? I can ask the same question. So Ella rather says Rish Lakish, Tana Tvicha v'odin l'machira. When it talks about the claim regarding slaughtering, it's mentioned slaughtering, but it means selling too. So Emel Rabbanon Namis, I could say that it's like the Rabbanon too, the seifa of the Braisa. Tana Mechira v'odin l'tvicha. It mentions selling by the treifa, but you're right, the same would apply to slaughtering. That's Rish Lakish's response. Now that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanam L'chem B'lechem would tell you that, no. Hai mai. And that's what he asked from this Braisa on Rish Lakish. He says, I amrit b'shleim Rabbi Shimon, if you say the way I'm saying that the Braisa is like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore I have proof that he only that he says that you'll be chayiv on mechira of a treifa, even though it's not applicable to tricha. So I did a ton of treifa b'chada. So since by the halacha, by the second halacha, by treifa, it only mentions it regarding one of the two variables. In other words, what Rebbechan is addressing is that you can't put them together, Klaim and Treifa, and to say that Tzvicha and Mechira applies by both of them. In other words, you have to say by Treifa that it's only by one of them, which is by Mechira and not Tzvicha, because it's going like Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon holds that you're not Chayv on Tzvicha but Treifa because it's Shechida Shein Eruya. So therefore, it makes sense that if it's like Reb Shimon the way I'm saying, so that therefore by Treifa, it could only say by one of the two variables. So Tana Klaim Bachada, so therefore it kept that same uniformity by Klaim. It also said only one of the two ways where it just happened to mention Tvicha, because as Rashi says, that's the one that the Pasuk opens up with. So although yes, it applies by both of them by Klaim, like you're asking me, it could be by both Mechira and Tvicha, but by Treifa it mentions one, and because it could only be one, so by Klaim it also mentions one. But Eli Yam Drabanan, but you Rish Lakish that you want to say to answer your opinion that the Braisa is going like Drabanan, well then Arvinu Vinas Ninu, then you should mix them together and say it in one big halacha. It should have said Gun of Klaim Utrefa, if you steal a mixed breed or a mortal defect animal, and then Tavachon Umachar, and then either you slaughter or sell it, Misham Tashlumah, but for Chamishan you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Of course, according to you, it's going like Drabbanan. Neither one of those halachas has to be just one variable. You hold that it's like Drabbanan. So Drabbanan hold by Treifa, it could be either Mechir or Tvicha. So why does it say it separately and say each one variable when it could just put them both together and say both halachas that apply to them? Nothing more says, Kasha, that definitely is a difficulty. According to Rish Lakish, why would it then pick each one individually and say one variable by each, where according to his interpretation, both halachas apply by both? Now, but once we introduced this Braisa, which Rabbi Yechon was using to ask on Rish Lakish's opinion, so the Gemara asked, which we alluded to before, on the first halacha of the Braisa. The Braisa said that if someone steals a klayim, mixed breed, and then he slaughters it, which again we said applies to even selling it too, then he's going to be chayav dal vehe. That the Gemara asks, klayim, seksiv. In the pasuk over there by dal vehe, it mentions that it has to apply to a seh, which is usually loosely translated as sheep. V'amar Rava. Now the problem is Rava says elsewhere that Zebana Av, this is a building, the building block of the prototype that tells us that Kamakim Shanem Aseh, wherever it says in the Torah Seh, and the Eil Lohitzi Aseh Klaim is coming to exclude something that's a mixed breed, which Rashi Masech Tzchul Naf Ayin Ches Mabez explains what this is going on, is regarding where when it talks about in the Torah the animals that are kosher to be eaten, it says Seh Kisavim B'Seh Izim, a set of lamb and a set of goat. Now, why do I have to say a separate term seh by each one? It could have just said seh kesavim ve'izim. They're both under the larger umbrella of seh, both lamb and goat. So obviously it says Rashi that it means to tell us that an animal is not called a seh until both its father and its mother are either lamb or both of them are goat. But if one of them is a kesav and one of them is an aiz, then it's not going to be considered a seh. So therefore Rava tells us that that's the binyam that tells us. If it says seh, it's coming to say there has to be pure breed from both parents the same type, not a mixed breed. So the question is, how could we say the klaim is going to be chayiv on dal vehei for tvicha mechira if the Torah explicitly mentioned seh over here and we said from Rava that seh means it cannot be klaim? So I think our answer is shani hacha. Here it's different. You're right, usually it excludes, but here it's different because the amakra oi. The Torah says shayr oi seh, which additionally the Gemara had told us previously on daf samach zayin mabez that the words in the pasuk there, it says it 2 times, shayr oseh. So it says that the shayr of the end of the pasuk and the seh of the beginning of the pasuk are superfluous. Now therefore, that means to say that the other term which connects of oi is also extra by the pasuk, because it didn't have to say it 2 times, is l'rabbis as a klaim. So the extra term oi, what's the or? It's coming to include something. It's coming to include not just the seh, which is usually the pure breed, but also the mixed breed. That's how we know it. So though usually it excludes, but here it's coming to include because of the word oy. On that, the Gemara asks, "B'chol oy la rabbi su?" So what do you tell me that whenever we have something like that, which we would have thought it's one way, and then you have oy, it comes to include a klayim, even though it's talking about different types of animals. But the Tanya learned the Braisa, and this Braisa talks about the pasig, which is the animals that are kosher to be brought as a carbon. So it says it has to be after 8 days old. So it says in the pasig, shayr oy chesab, an ox or a lamb. Says the Braisa, prat leklayim. That excludes mixed breed, which is going to be pasul for a carbon. And it says oy eis, or a goat. And that's prat lenidma. That comes to exclude a nidma, which is from the term of daima, which means to say that it's not similar to its father nor its mother. Rather, although it comes from a ram or a sheep, it actually looks like a goat. So it's nidma. It appears differently. So klayim and nidma are going to be possible to be brought as a carbon, as we learn that from Shari Chesev, which says only those types and not klayim, and A is a goat and not something that appears to be like a goat. But really, it's not from the goat parents. So the question is, here it says in the pasuk, oy shari chesev, and yet we're actually excluding klayim. Didn't you just tell me that the oy comes to include klayim? So Amar Rabba says, no, hacha minyani dekra. Here we expounded from the context of the pasuk, v'hacha minyani dekra, and here we expounded from the context of the pasuk. It depends. Hacha gabi gineva, here where we're talking about a thief. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, shari oyseh, if he steals an ox or a sheep. Now, had the pasuk not written oy, if it would not have written oy to include, then we would not have known to include klayim from the halacha. Why? Shiyata yochalo heiti klayim ebinayim, because you could not have a mixed breed from an ox or a sheep. Now, the Torah tells us only the dalde only applies to an ox, shayr oyse, an ox or a sheep. And the thing is, that they cannot be impregnate one the other because they don't have the same gestation, the same pregnancy, because the behemah gasa, large animals like a shayr, they give birth after 9 months, where the daka, the small animals like a seh, give birth after 5 months. So they're totally different. They wouldn't be able to have a mixed breed together. So therefore, oy is l'rabbis klayim. So it must be that the term oy is coming to include the mixed breed, not to exclude, because without the term oy, I would have anyway said that klayim would not be included, because you can't have a mixed breed between those two. So what is the term oy coming to say? Not to exclude, because I would have excluded anyway, must be coming to include. Whereas gabi kachin nechsev kesev eis, whereas regarding those animals that can be brought as a carbon, where it says a lamb and a goat, shatu yochel ohitzi klayim ebineim, where you could have a mixed breed from a lamb and a goat, so oy lemaidhu, meaning without oy, I would have said, okay, so anything that comes from a kesev and the eis, which would include even the klayim, a mixed breed. And therefore, oy over there in that context must be coming to exclude, not include. And that's why over there we're excluding klayim from the term oy. Now, that the Gemara continues on top of Ayachesev and often asks, wait a second, but v'agabi kodshim nami nemer shor oy chesev, why are we conveniently picking in the exposition of prat leklayim? We're saying that it says kesev and eis. Now, the pasuk says, and this is Vayikra Chav Beis Chav Zayin, it says, shor oy chesev oy eis ki yivalit, an ox or a lamb or a goat. That's what mentioned there in the pasuk. So why are we explaining that we're coming to exclude the klayim? Because without oy, I would have said that, oh, kesev and eis, it could be a mixed breed from there. So it must be, I would have included, oy must be excluding it. But there's the beginning of the pasuk. It says, shayr oy chesev, an ox or a lamb. Where, she'enat yochel ohitzi klayim ebineim, where there, you can't have a mixed breed from the two of them. And therefore, that oy should be actually v'nerabi. It actually should come to include. Because from shayr and chesev, if I didn't have oy, I would have said the klayim cannot be because you can't get a mixed breed from there. So must be the oy there would be including. So why are you conveniently saying from the next terms in the pasuk where I would have thought to say including and therefore oy is excluding, here I should have said from shayr and chesev that I would have actually been excluded and therefore oy should be including. So I think Gemara says no. Mid is safer from the fact that the oy of the end of the pasuk, meaning when it says chesev oy eis, where there definitely it's lamayit is coming to exclude. And the reason being is because you could have a mixed breed from the two of them. So obviously, I wouldn't need oy to include, so obviously it's coming to exclude. Moreover, as Rashi addresses, that if you would want to say that no, it's actually coming to include nidme, which is the other category of that which appears to be like a goat, which is not really a goat, says Rashi, no, for sure you would not need that. Because since according to what we're assuming now, that from the first part of the pasuk of Shari Chesev, you're already including klayim, because again, there you don't need to exclude, it's already excluded. I would be including, so then for sure you would include Nidma, which is a lower level psul than a client. So therefore, must be that the end of the pasuk is an exclusionary term, Sereisha Nami Lamayit. So therefore we say that the Reisha of Sherei Chesed was also an exclusionary term, which would be excluding Nidma. Now, the Gemara says, Adrabba, to the contrary. Midi Reisha L'Rabba, say, but now the Rabbis, why don't say the other way around? No, say from the fact from that the Reisha is coming to include, because I would have known, I would have said Klein would not be included from a Sherei Chesed because they cannot have a mixed breed. So is including. So maybe say that the Sefer is also coming to include. And the Gemara says, no, Haimai, what are you talking about? As we just said, if you say that the Psukim, the Oiz here are coming to exclude, so who the Issach Tremiyuti, that's why you need two exclusionary terms. To say that Avagav the Imaid Klayim, even though, let's say, the last Oiz is coming to exclude Klayim, so Issach Lemuti Nidma, you would still need the first Pasuk, the first Sherei Chesed, to exclude Nidma, which the Mefarshim explained, seemingly the words of the Brice actually don't say that, it's say the other way around, the other order, but that's what it would be saying, would be both terms would be coming to exclude Eli Iyam with Larabbis, but if you would, as you're asking, to say that it's coming to include Treribui Lama, why do you need two inclusionary terms? If Hashta Klaimi Rabile, if it's coming to include Klaim, Ned Nidma Bibaya, do you need then the end of the Pasuk of Shar of Chesava A's to include Nidma? What do you mean? If you're including Klaim, which is a great Absol, for sure you're going to be including, which you know already from Shari Chesem, for sure you're going to know Nidma, and therefore must be that it's not coming to include, because then you wouldn't need both of them, must be coming to exclude, and excluding makes sense to say that you need both, that you need one to exclude Klaim, which one would be excluding Klaim, the last part of the Pasuk, because you would think that you could have a mixed breed from a lamb and a goat, so I would be excluding. Once you're excluding, so then it tells us the ratio of the Pasuk is also excluding, which would be excluding the category of Nidma, because it says Shar Oisa, which has to be from one of those two, and therefore those are two animals that you can't have a mixed breed from them, and therefore I would have said that they're going to be excluded, the Klaim, and therefore I need Oi to tell you that it's going to be included.